Good afternoon, Lubbock, all of West Texas, and wherever you may be listening. This is the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I am Chad Hastie, host of the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. Weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 is when you can tune in to the Chad Hastie Show. You can listen online right here at KFYO.com. And of course, you can download the Radio Pup app. I've talked about that before, where you can take the show wherever you travel. Just download it for your iPhone or Android phone, and you can listen absolutely free. Remember to follow me on Twitter, at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. Quite a few things that we're taking a look at for the show tomorrow. Just to kind of put a wrap on what I talked about today, one of the big topics was about allowing teachers to carry on campus at our schools. You know, you hear the left all the time talk about how we must protect the children. Everything we do is for the children. But when it comes to security, they don't really have that same opinion, do they? No. Instead, they treat teachers, adults, who are responsible adults and carry at a grocery store or at a restaurant or just out in public, wherever they may go. But, you know, you have superintendents and you have administrators that, for whatever reason, they believe that a teacher walks in to a classroom and they become, well, an idiot. And they're not able to control their gun. They think that the teacher's going to walk in and fumble it, and some student's going to pick up the gun and start firing it off. I mean, honestly, it's a silly way of thinking. I have heard from numerous teachers out there that would love to be able to carry a gun. Why? Well, for protection, to protect themselves, to protect the students. Many of these teachers, you know, they look at these students as their own kids. They call them at the end of the year, "Oh, look at my kids. This is what our kids did." They want to be able to protect the students. They want to be able to protect themselves. You know, there are so many teachers that are fantastic teachers, and they stay late into the night. They stay after most people leave, and they walk out into a parking lot that's absolutely empty. It's dark outside. Wouldn't you want your wife or your husband to be able to protect themselves if they were put in that situation? Me, I'm all for it. Allow teachers to carry on campus. Show that you are serious about protecting schools. Having a sign out that says gun-free doesn't necessarily, well, let's be honest, it's not even working at all. The criminal element will not pay attention to the law. They're definitely not going to pay attention to a sign that's out in front of your school. Now, out in Florida, this is quite an interesting story. This is from clickorlando.com. Guns are in high demand for holiday gifts. That's right. One of the big Christmas gifts this year might be handguns in Florida. That's pretty interesting. They are estimating that it'll conduct 1 million background checks on gun purchases, that between now and Christmas. Poll that's out shows that Americans' belief in God is strong but declining. This from CNS News. A new Harris poll finds that a majority, 74% of U.S. adults, say they believe in God. That's down from 82% who expressed a belief earlier years. Belief in miracles, heaven, and other religious teachings also declined in the latest poll. 72% believe in miracles. That's down from 79% back in 2005. 68% believe in heaven. That's down from 75%. 68% believe that Jesus is God or the Son of God. That's down from 72%. And 65% believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is down from 70%. Tomorrow on the show, Larry Williams will join me. We will talk about, he will take your automotive questions, things that I will be talking about, the stories that I mentioned here, and quite a few other stories as well, including the fact that you have a bunch of liberals who are running away from President Obama. That's all coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Chad Hastie Show. Hope you have a fantastic afternoon. Tune in 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.